to this Sunday feast program. We will sing a beautiful bhajan by Rupa Goswami, Shri Radhika Stava, Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Dvaite.
राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते राधे जय जय राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल मोहिते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल मोहिते दामोदर राती वर्धन वेशे हरि निष्कुट वृंदा विपिने ते दामोदर राती वर्धन वेशे हरि निष्कुट वृंदा विपिने शे दामोदर राती वर्धन वेशे हरि निष्कुट वृंदा विपिने शे राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल मोहिते वृषभानुदाधि नवशशिलेखे ललित सखी गण रमित विशाखे वृषभानुदाधि नवशशिलेखे ललित सखी गुण रमित विशाखे राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल महिते करुणं कुरु मयि करुणा भरीते सनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते करुणं कुरु मयि करुणा भरीते सनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते करुणं कुरु मयि करुणा भरीते सनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते हे राधे श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल मैते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल मैते राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते गोकुल तरुणी मंडल मैते हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते श्री राधे जय जय माधव द्वैते गोकुल तारुणी मंडल महिते
of this beautiful bhajan is as follows. O Radha, O beloved of Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokul, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. O you who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari. O new moon, who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. O friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness and faithfulness to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion, O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sage Sanak and Sanatan, O Radha, please be merciful unto me. Shri Rupa Goswami Maharaj ki jai. An honor to be with you and welcome to all of you to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple for the Sunday Feast program. supposed to speak on preparing for Radhashtami. And while preparing to prepare for Radhashtami, I came to conclusion that it is not within our capacity to actually know anything about Radharani or about her glories. It is simply by the mercy of Guru, Param Gurudev, the Acharyas and the senior Vaishnavas and the Sadhus, we can get a glimpse of this great personality. And I also felt within my heart that all that we know or think we know is simply theoretical, simply stories and knowledge, and there is no realization about this great personality. But simply, we will attempt to, by begging mercy from Sri Guru and Sadhus, we'll attempt to touch upon some of the glories, at least theoretically. I remember in 1986, for the first time when we went to Vrindavan in the December, His Holiness Radhanath Swami had come to receive us at the Mathura station. And we were only 22 of us. The first ever yatra of Radha Gopinath congregation. Very unique situation. Only 22 of us. And Maharaj came to receive us at the station. He's waiting for us. And there itself in some area there, in those days it won't be so crowded. So we found some place and station itself he gave a class. An amazing class he gave. And what I remember of that class was that he kept on saying that you have to keep on praying for the mercy of Radharani at the core of your heart every moment till you board the train back to Bombay. Then only you can hope to get an entrance in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And that line was like, I just was so struck with that line, that we have to constantly keep on praying in the bottom of our hearts, the root of our heart, begging for her mercy, to understand or to get some entrance and some service in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And that actually is true, not only when we go to Vrindavan, it's also true when we are living our life day to day. Because what is the hope of our life if we do not get her favor? It is said in scriptures that if she is favorable to anybody, then that person cannot be touched by Maya. And Maya only touches that person or beats that person or makes the person suffer. Only one who is not favored by Radha and Krishna. Principally Radha, because Krishna favors, only after Radha favors. So it is a very simple thing to understand that all of us, all the personalities, all the yogis, all the dhyanis, all the tapis, all the great souls are performing tapasya, achieving knowledge, doing austerities, living up family and doing sacrifices simply to attain glimpse of mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. And that greatest personality, who is the creator of the whole creation, who is the controller, who is the proprietor, who is the enjoyer, supreme bhokta, that personality whose dust of the lotus feet is sought after by all the greatest personalities, including Brahma, Shiva, and greatest of all demigods and sadhus and saptarishis and Narad Muni and Shukadev and Bhishmadev and Lord Shiva. That personality is seeking also somebody's dust. That personality goes to Barsana and rolls in the dust of Barsana, knowing well that this dust is traversed upon by his beloved Srimati Radharani. So everywhere people roll in the dust of Vrindavan Dham to get his mercy, and he whose mercy is sought after by everybody goes to Barsana to get his share of mercy from the source of all mercy. So that is the basic understanding that although we are not qualified, but we all should seek should pray for seeking that favor of Radharani. Because as Kali Yuga is advancing, we will become more and more unqualified. As time goes, times are becoming difficult, things are becoming difficult, worshipping is difficult, chanting is becoming difficult by the influence of Kali Yuga. Attention span is decreasing day by day. So much struggle is there. So in such condition of hopelessness, in one sense, we only have one hope, that she will be favoring us. So devotees loudly cry, Kada karishyasi hamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. When, O Devi of mercy, O Kripa Mai, when you will be casting your merciful glance upon us? That glance will assure us that we will be protected, and then glass will assure us that we will get some mercy of Krishna someday. So, remaining senior devotees here, I seek blessings for them from all of you. Gaurang Prabhu, please offer prayers that will speak something. The Supreme Lord has many, many potencies. Parastha Shaktir Vividaya Suyate. Many, many unlimited potencies through which He creates, manages, controls and enjoys His creation. And these energies are divided into three principal categories. One is internal potency, then there is external potency, and then there is marginal potency. Marginal potency are all of us, the living entities, all the living entities including demigods, including all the species of life, are marginal because they are in between. They are also creation of the Lord. And internal energy is the first energy of the Lord, which actually governs all the activities of the spiritual world, all the loving pastimes, the loving situations, the amorous, wonderful, transcendental pastimes of the Lord are governed by this internal potency. And that internal potency is in three forms, Samvit, Sandini and Ladini, Sat, Chit and Ananda. And then the internal potency expands into external potency, and that becomes Durga Devi. And she controls the Durga of the material world, where people reject the supremacy of the Lord and the authority of the Lord and choose to live independently. Then they are put into material world of repeated cycles of birth and death. And there she controls them by her Trivida Tap, the threefold miseries and the three gunas that she implements or inflicts upon them. And the living entities suffer the reaction of their sinful activities. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the real difference between prema and kama, when the purpose of activity is to satisfy or please oneself, that is kama. And the purpose of activity is to please the Supreme Lord, forgetting us or selflessly, that is called prema. And he says that Radharani is emblem, embodiment of that amorous love. From her, all the love emanates. All that is so-called love, and that is supposed to be selfless, that is supposed to be devotional love, that is supposed to be purest of all love, is coming from her. Even the, she is also called as mother of devotion. All the devotional sentiments or attitude or desire or tendency that we may have in us is all coming from Srimati Radharani. And it's by her grace we can attempt to do something in service to the Lord. And when we attempt to do that, she is so simple hearted that she immediately notices that we have no scope of attracting attention of Krishna in our conditional state of performing devotional service. But she very kindly accepts us, shelters us, trains us, ignores our faults, doesn't ponder upon those faults, ignores all of them, looks at the minute tiny desire that we have, fans that desire, develops that desire, makes us perfect, gets us purified, and then offers us at the feet of the Lord. That is her kindness. If we attempt to purify ourselves, do a lot of austerities and follow rules and regulations, study scriptures and do service, we can do everything on our own, but still we may not be offerable to Krishna. Or we may not be offered to Krishna. And Sri Gurudev is her representative. On her behalf, directly or indirectly Sri Gurudev trains us. It is actually Radharani giving us shelter. Sri Balladev, Sri Radharani, Sri Gurudev. This is the most merciful trio who actually shelter us. And forgiving our, and forgetting our anarthas and unwanted situations of the heart, they accept us, shelter us and make us ultimately reach the lotus feet of the Lord. So, the further we attempt to go ahead in the number of days or years in Krishna consciousness, we have to come only to this conclusion that actually speaking there is no qualification. It is simply Guruji gives us the qualification, trains us and gets us qualified to ultimately serve. Even our service may not reach Sri Krishna. It is through the medium of Guru Baldev and Sri Radharani, our service also can be recognized and can be acknowledged and can be accepted. And she is so kind that in Barsana, in her place, or Sri Vrindavan Dham, anybody does any service to the Dham or to the Brijvasis there who are very dear to her, who take birth there by her will and by her desire, she on the same day recommends the servant's name to Krishna. Very same day she recommends that this devotee has performed this service to my devotee. That is our fortune. Otherwise, what is the chance of our service getting acknowledged by the Supreme Lord? It's like trying to attempt to impress Prime Minister of India by doing something in Mira Road, you know. What is the chance of his noticing all those things? But if we have some via media, somebody is conveying and he is brought into notice, then he may notice even those insignificant things. Like father acknowledging and noticing the child's playful things, you know, he just playfully climbs on his shoulder and gives him one chocolate in the hand, happy birthday papa. What is the value of that? There's no value actually in one sense. But the father still acknowledges out of love. So like that, Guru and Krishna, Srimati Radharani are helping us to give by getting acknowledged. So today we'll attempt to speak few things. Who is Radharani? We are supposed to prepare our consciousness to receive tomorrow's day, that is Radharani's appearance day. Yesterday was Lalita Devi's appearance day, Lalita Shashti, and she is the closest friend of Radharani. She was born in Unchagaon. Father's name is Ashoka, Ashoka Mahagop, Ator Parvat, at the Unchagaon she was born. Very closest friend of Radharani. And Prabhupada explains us in the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrut that Gaudiya Sampradaya devotees have been handed over to Lalita Devi in the form of Swarup Damodar Goswami. When the devotee attempted to wash Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and drink water once, twice and thrice, and he said, "You devotees, these devotees are not trained, they are not understanding the etiquette, they are embarrassing me. Take them under you, train them and take care of them." So Prabhupada says from that day onwards, all of us are handed over to Lalita Devi. And she is also very kind. She also ignores all our faults and shelters us and finally presents us to Radharani and then she presents us to Krishna. So we are very grateful to these personalities because although unqualified, although unknown to them, we are still connected to them by the mercy of the parampara of Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Although we are not qualified, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, we are all connected with them. And through them we are also connected to Lalita Devi and Vishakha Devi also and Srimati Radharani also. That is our greatest fortune. Being so insignificant also, we have the privilege to be connected to them. So Radharani is, we have learned from the senior devotees that as time will go by, Mayapur will become more prominent and more merciful. And Sri Vrindavan Dham is merciful, but it will not be revealed or available to everybody in the way it should be. Mayapur will become prominent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will become very prominent. So that very Mayapur, that very Navadvip Dham was made by Radharani herself with her own hands. And Radharani was one time wanted to meet Krishna and Krishna was with Viraja Devi, who is a river in the border between material world and spiritual world. She is a Devi, Gopi. And then Krishna was enjoying association of Viraja Devi and Radharani went and as soon as news came, they both disappeared. I mean, Krishna disappeared in the forest and Viraja Devi became a river. So Krishna was searched by Radharani. She could not find him. And again she heard that he is with her. So again she went searching and again she could not find him. So then she thought, I must attract Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to my love. So she, her own hand, developed a grove, a forest, beautiful forest, which is filled with jasmine, malati and mallika flowers, which is filled with bumblebees and cuckoos and parrots and peacocks, and which is filled with rivers and ponds and wonderful, wonderful trees and fruits and nice breezes coming, fragrant breezes coming, beautiful transcendental atmosphere she created in that beautiful place. And lotus flowers are growing and just everywhere so beautiful and attractive. And she sat down and played flute. And when she played flute, all of us should know, actually Krishna has learned flute from Radharani. She is his guru for flute. So when she played flute, Krishna came running, mesmerized and bewildered and attracted. And he said, oh my dear Radharani, you are so nice. You are great, such a wonderful place for me. I'm so grateful to you. I promise you that I will reside over here. I will augment and enhance this place by bringing more and more sakhis and more devotees. I will make this place transcendental by performing loving pastimes. I will perform pastimes with you. I will call all the holy places, all the rivers to come and reside over here and make this a transcendental abode, shelter of all the holy places. And I will make this place available to everybody, and whoever will come and stay in this place will receive the love that you have for me and I have for you. And he also came there, accepting Radharani's mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is Navadvip. And he said, this place will be non-different from Vrindavan. This will be called as Navavrindavan, the new Vrindavan. And also it will be known as Navadvipa, the new island, because it is formed by the tributaries of Ganga. It is made in between Ganga and Jamuna actually, at the two sides, and between the whole place is developed. But at the same time, this place also has many tributaries of Ganga, making into many islands. So it's also a new island, Navadvipa, and nine islands also. And that has been gifted by Radharani to Krishna. So we were very grateful to her in that sense also. Because now, maybe we'll have some attraction from Vrindavan, but what will be available to us is Mayapur. What will be, where we will be accepted mercifully, forgiving our all offenses and accepting us as we are, is going to be Mayapur. And there also Radharani is the base, the foundation, where all that is required to be achieved and all that is needed to be procured is available through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful, the most Mahavadanyaya avatar of Sri Krishna. Also there is one more place made by Radharani, that is called as Ghevarban. This is there in Barsana. It begins from Bhanugad. There are four mountain peaks, Bhanugad, Mangad, Vilasgad and Dangad. It begins from Bhanugad, the palace of Radharani, and it goes all the way to the end of Chiksoli, that is the Chitrasakhi's village. And that whole place is called Ghevarban. The word Ghevar is a very wonderful word. It means overwhelming sentiment. Ghevar is like one gets overwhelmed, you know, by emotions. So that place is meant for getting overwhelmed with loving sentiments. Because Radharani again planted the creepers, planted the trees, planted the every single thing that is available there in the form of sarovars, in the form of nice ghatis, in the form of sitting places. Everything was personally nurtured, planted by Radharani. And then she invites Krishna to come in and enjoy with her. And all her sakhis under her guidance make flower beds, flower, what is called kaman in English? Arches, beautiful arches bedecked with creepers and flowers and flowing flowers and flowing creepers. This is the beauty of Ghevarban. And through those beautiful creepers flowing from the arches, Krishna holds the hand of Radharani and walks. And by the way, from left hand, he will keep on lifting the creepers and make way for her. That is the pastime of Ghevarban. Everywhere he leads her to the central place by lifting the creepers and flowers. And Radharani very gracefully walks in and then they enjoy pastimes. That beautiful place is also made by Radharani, simply for the enjoyment of Krishna. And Durvasa Muni came We have to know a little bit about Radharani's qualities and powers. Durvasamani came, and that time Radharani and her friends were, you know, playing, cooking something, all with the Brajraj only. There's a place in Gheharban called Gheharkund. At the bank of the Gheharkund, they were all playing as small children. And then Durvasamani came there, and the girls were actually making the dust into food preparations and putting on the stove and burning and cooking, you know, stirring. Everything was dust only. The pots of the dust and items of the dust and items were getting ready. And then they were in totally absorbed in that house leela, where we saw ghar ghar ki leela. And then suddenly Durvasamani came, and the Sakhi said, please come have some nice hot feast. We are cooking nice kheer. So he got very angry. He said, you are going to offer me dust and you are going to say this is going to be kheer. So they all ran away because they got scared of getting cursed. So then Radharani said, why Muniji, you are getting angry? You are telling everybody, I'll burn you with my words and with my curse. Why you have to get so much angry? Have some kheer and taste some kheer. You know, and one of the 25 qualities of Radharani, this is Madhur Bhashini. The way she speaks is so mesmerizing. So Krishna also has Sammohan Bhashini, Bhashak. Radharani also very sweet. When she speaks these kind of words, Durvasa Muni, although angry, accepts that pot of dirt and kheer of dirt and starts eating. And when he eats that, he gets divine experiences as if he's eating celestial kheer. And divine symptoms manifest and erupt on his body. And he feels ecstatic. And he says that you are a wonderful girl. I bless you that whatever you cook here onwards will become ultimately tasty like nectar. And whoever will eat it will become ever victorious and will be free from disease. So, this news spreads everywhere. And Yashoda Mai also comes to know, and she wants Krishna to be eating this food, which will make him disease free, which will make him ever victorious, and which will make him enjoy nectarian taste also. So she recommends to Kirti Maya, and then Kirti Maya says, okay, I will send her to Nandgaon, and Yashoda Mai makes a pond in Pavan Sarovar called Yashoda Coop, arranges for cooking, and Radharani goes every day and comes back. And then one day she becomes overwhelmed with the love for Radharani, because she was so expert. One of the qualities of Radharani is she's so expert cook, and she is also expert in engaging many, many, many wonderful sakhis, sometimes millions of them, at one time in various preparations, and she can supervise and manage and control every item that she is getting made, and guide everybody and engage everybody very beautifully. Looking at her skills, Yashoda Mai was very impressed. And then she thought, why every day I have to get up from Nandgaon, so much traveling, going back, you know. So, Dhyayato Visha Pumsa. Her object of love was Radharani. And every day she is meditating on this, and controlling her emotions. And one day she becomes out of control of her emotions. And then she pulls her in the kitchen, takes out turmeric and applies on her hands. That means emotionally she accepts her as her would-be daughter-in-law. And Radharani is very happy, blissful in the heart. She feels shy, she puts her head down. All the sakhis become very happy. And then they start going in the evening back. They are in ecstasy that day. And they are in ecstasy, flying, almost flying in air. You know, all the way walking back to Barsana. And then they come to their senses. Oh my God, we have come to Barsana, our hometown. And now what I will to tell Mother Kirtida, and what I will tell my father, and what I will tell the Barsana Vasis, what they will think. Is this the culture we have taught you? Is this the way that you go yourself and get engaged in somebody else's house to somebody? What? My father and mother will get so much of blame. So she starts crying. Lalita Devi, her eternal guide, protector, savior, always gives advice to her in the most critical situations of emergency. She said, don't worry. We have Priya Kund here. Very beautiful Kund. And you can wash your hands. We'll help you to wash your hands, and will not talk to anybody, and will go back to our houses. So she immediately washes the hand, and they make sure that there is no yellow substance on the house hands. They go back. Next morning, everybody comes to wash their day-to-day duties, wash and to feed the cows and make the cows drink water. And they see the whole pond has become yellow. And you know, many times when our child comes home with some dirt here and some color here, We can put all the story into a big story. And we come to know that he must have gone there, he must have slipped there, and he must have fallen down there, and he must have played with this boy, and he must have got yellow color, and whole story we can imagine. Because we know our child very well. So when these people come, they know Radharani very well, they know Krishna very well, they know their hearts very well, they know what is there in the mind, everything they know. So when they saw yellow water, they could understand that she must have got overwhelmed, she must have put turmeric, and she must have got embarrassed, and she must have washed hands here. And this is the way now the marriage of Radha and Krishna is going to take place. So they become very joyful in the whole story they put in together. You know, cut paste, karke they make a nice story. And they go to Kirti Maya and tell, we heard that your daughter is engaged with Krishna. As if they know everything. And Kirti Maya asks Radharani, what is this? So she has to, the way they tell, the exact story they tell, in imagination. And then they have to accept. So, yes, mother, this is what happened. I was helpless and she did this. So she also become very happy. And then she sends, oh, there's a long story. I'll not go into long, long stories. But then they exchange gifts and somehow the marriage gets cancelled because of Purnamasi's intervention. She feels that the Parakeya Ras, the all hiding and seeking and meeting and becoming puku and going to Sanketvat, everything is going to stop now. So let us not disturb this beautiful mood of Vrindavan, of meeting Radha and Krishna in a hiding way. So she postpones the marriage. In the meantime, Krishna comes there, feeling separation from Radharani, and comes to Priyakund. Now which has become Pili Pokhar because of the yellow color. And he was surprised to see the yellow color. And he starts questioning himself only. What is this yellow substance? What is this yellow substance? What is this yellow substance? And he starts getting down the water. First knee deep, then waist deep, then chest deep, then neck deep, then face deep. And his hands are like this. It's a peacock feather. Finally, he enters in the water in such a way that he is fully under the water. Only his peacock feather and two palms are over the water. And the sound is resounding everywhere. What is the yellow substance? Everywhere the sound is coming. What is the yellow substance? This question is being resounding everywhere. And then he comes out asking the same question. And all the Brijvasis of Barsana see him. And he has turned yellow color. He has become golden yellow. And still he is asking the question, what is the yellow substance? It's become completely yellow, golden yellow with the color. And the answer that is the glory of Radharani. The answer to this question is only Barsana Maharaj told us this story. This is the first time Sri Krishna declared that he is going to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the course of time. Then later on, Imlitala Leela and everything took place. But first ever in the manifest Leela on earth, he declared that in the next Yuga is going to come. And the answer of the yellow substance is that love which captures Krishna's heart. That love, what is the depth of that love? What is the width of that love? What is the quality of that love? What is the significance of that love? Krishna himself is mesmerized. So he's asking himself only. Although he's experiencing that love every single day, through food and through loving sentiments, through pastimes, still he is unable to fathom that love, how much that love is and what quality of that love is, what is the source and how it is like this, he is himself bewildered. All-knowing personality is still not knowing the quality of the love of Radharani in one sense. He is experiencing, but still he doesn't know the depth of it. And to know that, he actually had to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That also glorifies Radharani, that her love is so great that Krishna simply gets only bewildered. Sa sambramaha, that is the word used. He simply gets bewildered to even think about it. And that is his sadhana also. When he leaves gopis, whenever they get proud in Ras Leela, he leaves them, but he also feels separation from them. And then he goes in the private kunjas and nikunjas, under the trees, thick trees and forests and secluded place, and he worships the name of Radharani, chanting her name privately. And he feels ecstatic experiences. And one time he was sitting under a tree of Imli, and that time also he feels the same ecstasy. Actually he became yellow color completely just by chanting the name of Radharani in separation. And he enjoys tremendous amount of unexplainable bliss. And then Radharani comes and touches him. He comes back to his external senses, becomes blue again. And she had to ask him, okay, what is this new form of yours I never saw? He said, I was chanting your name remembering your love for me, and this is what happened to me. I was simply in ocean of bliss, and I didn't know what happened to me. But this kind of love I never experienced. And I will come again in the next yuga to experience this love, accepting your bhav. So she said, if you accept my bhav, then you will faint and you will hurt yourself. You will fall in stones, pebbles and so many things, and it will hurt you. And I can't tolerate you getting hurt, so I will cover you with my external kanti also. And that is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Radha bhav in the heart and Radha kanti on his own body, complexion. So this is what Radharani is. In another time, the glory of Radharani's power is explained. That I am just going, not chronologically, going here and there, just to make the point of the glories of Radharani. That Krishna was performing many, many childhood pastimes. He actually killed Putana, and he killed Trunavarta, Shakatasur, and many, many demons, Bakasur. And then he lifted Govardhan at the age of 7. And when he lifted Govardhan, there is a place in Nandagaon also, in Kamayaman also, in Gokul also. It's called Nanda Baitak. Nanda's sitting place and meeting place. And he meets all the Gopas and they have discussions about that day's pastimes and any difficulties, any queries, any difficulty for Krishna, any lack of protection or danger for Krishna. They will discuss and they will make strategies. And even when they met in Gokul in Nanda Baitak, one day they decided that he should come back to Vrindavan again, Nandagaon, Barsana. So very important place. Very high level meeting takes place. How to serve Krishna. So at Nanda Baitak, one day they were sitting and they were discussing about wonderful activities of Krishna. And they also discussed about lifting Govardhan. And they were wondering, Nanda, your son is so wonderful. He is so powerful. Is he a demigod? Is he a tapasvi? Is he a rishi? We don't know. How can he do this wonderful activity? Such a small boy is lifting Govardhan. It's too amazing. So then Nanda Maharaj tells that, you know, yes, when Garga Muni came, actually he told that this will happen and he will lift Govardhan. It was all predicted in that ceremony of name keeping. So the Gopas got angry with him. What? Name keeping ceremony? When did it occur? You never invited us. You consider us as your close friends and you never invited us for that ceremony. What kind of friend you are? And they become very angry with him. And they tell him that we rustigate you from our community. It's a very serious thing. That you are so close to us, we meet every day and you completely hid the fact from us that you had called Garga Muni and you had a ceremony and it was a very wonderful ceremony and all these were told that time only. So when they all got together and they said we should rustigate Nanda Maharaj from our community. At that time, Brishabhanu Maharaj, the closest friend of Nanda Maharaj, stood up and said, please, please, please cool down. You have to know the situation was so bad that Kamsa was sending demons after demons and there was a message from Vasudev that it is dangerous for Krishna to even to have such kind of open ceremonies, and he advised and while sending Garga Muni that be private about it. Don't tell anybody. Don't even tell closest people also. So when they saw Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Radharani, the closest friend of Nanda Maharaj, standing on the side of Nanda Maharaj and trying to protect him, they got angry with him also. Said, rustigate him also. So then third group of Brajvasis stood up and said, hey, don't do that. Don't even talk about rustigating Vrishabhanu Maharaj. You know his daughter Radharani, she's Mahapratapi. She's most powerful. By her grace only, no demon has up till now come to Barsana Nandagaon. So how it is? You know, when we shifted after that big meeting in Gokul and Nanda Baitak, we came all the way and shifted over here. Kamsa still sent demons to Gokul and he didn't find anybody. So he said, where they have gone? Everything is empty. He says, go. He sent his Senapati. And Senapati went to Nandagaon and they saw Krishna Balaram playing in Nandagaon. They touched him to catch him and they became stones. And they never went back. So Kamsa is wondering what is happening. So he himself came searching to Barsana and Nandagaon area. And as soon as he came there, he became a lady. He became a woman. He was having kingly clothes, but he realized something else is happening inside his body. He changed completely. And you know, he is Chakravarti Samrat. You should read, actually speaking, when we read Krishna, punched Kamsa and Kamsa died. You say, hey, what is Kamsa? Must be a very stupid fellow, you know. With one punch he died. But you have to know
who Kamsa was, how great he was, and what powers he had. He had conquered all the demons in the world, in the creation, in the universe. All this Runavarta, and there's a stories of how he had big fights with them, how they fought valiantly, and then he subdued them, and they became his subjugated kings, and they, even in friendship, they were paying taxes to him. And those demons whom he had subdued, he was sending one by one to kill Krishna. He was Chakravarti Samrat. How much position, power, influence, wealth, respect he had. Nanda Maharaj would go to pay taxes to him also. And that person, if he becomes, has big mustache and everything, is so powerful looking, suddenly becomes woman, what must be his feeling? You can imagine. I don't know how to imagine that, you know. Because I'm not as powerful as Kamsa. But he became woman. And everybody, all the girls came to know he's become woman. So they knew he's Kamsa. And then everybody's fearful of him. And they don't talk about him in Mathura, about Krishna's birth. And it's like so much fear was there. So they started clapping. All the girls came. Yeah, very good, very good. You are the person who wants to kill our Krishna. You send demons and you feel you are very smart. Look at what happened to you. Now he started crying tears. He said, please save me. I beg you, please, I'll do anything. He said, you want to do anything? You please milk our cows, clean our cows, pick up the cow dung, mix it with Brajraj, make cow dung cakes, stick it on the trees, collect it when you're dry, carry it in the tokri, take it at home. Whole sequence of all job description was given to him. He said, no, I'm Kamsa, no, you have to do this. 6 months he was crying and doing this job, and 6 months they were clapping and enjoying. See, the difference here is that the gopis do the same thing every day, but they are blissful in love for Krishna and Radha. And Kamsa is doing the same thing. He's crying tears because he didn't want to do it. The gopis wanted to do it, so they got all the mercy of Radha and Krishna. But Kamsa, because he was averse to this, although he got the best service of all services, because his attitude was negative, he couldn't get any benefit. He was simply crying he was saying, I'm so miserable, I'm so unfortunate. 6 months they made him do this. At the end of 6 months, Vrishabhanu Maharaj brought little Radharani holding hand. And then Vrishabhanu Maharaj said, Radharani, please forgive him now. He's crying too much. So she said, okay. She called him, come. So he fell at her feet. Because they told, finally, he was asking the gopis, please tell me what to do. He said, we can't do anything. Our mistress can do whatever you feel like doing. So they presented to him. Him to Radharani. He fell flat. Can you imagine? Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna with so many demons. Fell flat, dandavat, in front of Radharani and begged, tears in eyes, please save me. Okay? One promise, I will save you. Promise me that you will never come in this area ever again. And your people will never come in this area also. He said, actually, immediately accepted. Said there was in Yavat, and then he jumped in Kishorikund. He said, jump here, you'll get the body of a man again. He jumped in the same cloth and same situation, and he became man again. And he ran from there straight to Mathura. Never even turned back to see, because maybe she will change her mind, then what will happen? Said, if you ever come again here, you will permanently become a woman. And this story was narrated by those Brijavasis in support of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, how his daughter is Mahapratapi. So they all got pacified. And hearing the story of Kamsani Gopi, they all laughed and laughed and laughed, and actually realized that because of the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, we all are protected from any demon here. And the reason why Radharani did that, it is by her power that no demon could enter there. Because Kansa was scared of her. And why she did that? Because she wanted to keep this area of Nandagaon, Barsana, Javat and all these beautiful areas simply for innermost, confidential, private pastimes. But only love and love and love, enhancing love will be manifested and no disturbance of demons coming in between and killing. That was reserved for all the other forests of Madhuvan, Talvan, Vrindavan and other areas. So you can see that even where she stays, that whole place is controlled by her in power also. Even the greatest of Maharathis, Kamsa, couldn't do anything and she had to run away from there. So that was the glory of Radharani. Other glories of Radharani are like this, that all the devotional mellows, we call it ras,
are coming from the feet of Radharani. They appear in Barsana and from there they go on all over Brajbhumi and they get developed over there. The source is her lotus feet. When she walks, from the sound of her Nupur, that is the ankle bells, Vedas emanate. All the Vedas emanate from her sound of her ankle bells. When she walks gracefully, you know, every step is a dance in spiritual world. So all those steps that she puts in a very dancing, very graceful manner, the beautiful sounds come. It is said that those sounds mesmerize Krishna. Krishna gets mad hearing those ankle bell sound. And those same sounds create Vedas. All the Shruti, all the knowledges, all that we have, the understanding of the Supreme Lord, ourselves and our goal of life, everything is emanating from our lotus feet. Krishna also comes to learn all those things, the mellows from her. And he also receives the rasa from her. It is her mercy upon Sri Krishna that Krishna receives rasa, the mellow, the essence of all loving sentiments comes to Krishna through Radharani. She teaches him flute and the dance art, the art of dancing also has been taught by Radharani to Krishna. And Krishna is very smart. When he went to Ujjain, you know, within no time he picked up all scriptures. You know, we all know it took 12 years for everybody else and I think 1 year he finished everything. So smart and so Akalan Shakti, that you know, the power of absorption, assimilation of knowledge was so much with Krishna that in 1 year he finished everything. That same Krishna could have also learned dancing within no time. But what he would do? He would purposely put wrong steps. So that he would be with her more and more time. She would teach her some steps and he would put wrong steps purposely. And then she is so simple hearted, you know, we say Bholi, Bholi Gopi Radhe Radhe. She doesn't understand this crooked nature of Krishna. So she keeps teaching very simple, the steps again and again, she keeps teaching him. And then finally she comes to know, ki, this fellow is cheating me. And she gets angry. And this is one of the reasons why she gets angry on Krishna and she goes and sits on Mangad. So essentially, Krishna is also a wonderful person. Radharani is very simple hearted. She gets sometimes manipulated by Krishna, but she doesn't mind it, and ultimately she also gets angry to increase her love for him. Radharani has 25 qualities which are prominently explained in scriptures, and she has unlimited qualities, ocean of qualities, but some 25 are explained, and out of those 25, some of the qualities which are very significant for our spiritual advancement are there. I would like to enumerate them. She has extraordinary humility. All of us know that she is Krishna Swamini. She is the controller of Krishna. She controls emotions of Krishna. She is known as Hara. Why is the name Hara? Because she captures and captivates the heart of Krishna. She steals the heart of Krishna. She controls the heart of Krishna. She controls his emotions. The Supreme Lord, who is the controller of everything, she is the controller of that person. So she is known as Krishna Swamini. But she doesn't think herself as Krishna Swamini. She thinks herself as the most humble servant of Krishna. When sometimes Krishna manipulates her, she accepts it as it is. So one of the most important qualities of hers is humility. And with this humility, our acharyas also explain us, without the humility, nothing can happen in spiritual life. On the platform of pride, whatever spiritual services we do, it only ultimately nourishes the pride, because on the platform of pride. When we have pride and we are devotees and we have pride and we perform many, many, many wonderful activities in Krishna's service, it only nourishes the weed of pride. But when we are humble and perform the same devotional services, those devotional services feed our soul on the platform of humility and make us advance in Krishna consciousness. So that humility also is a resource of Radharani. Then she is exceptionally compassionate. She is the emblem of compassion. She is the origin of compassion. She is so kind-hearted that one time on the area of Radhakund, there was one she-jackal and the children were playing and then they harassed that jackal. And the jackal was running and hid herself into one hole and the Brijvasi boys put fire in the mouth of the hole and the jackal was crying in pain. And Radharani was somewhere near Radhakund with her friends and she said, Lalita, I'm hearing some sounds of crying. Please go and see what is happening. Lalita sees that some boys are harassing the she-jackal by putting fire on the mouth of the hole.
And then Lalita chases the boys away, relieves the she-jackal from the agony, and brings her back to Radharani. And Radharani immediately accepts her in her entourage. Imagine, from the jackal body straight to the gopi body in the closest circle of Radharani. Similarly, one time she was walking at the bank of Radhakund, and then suddenly something struck her feet. She saw behind, it was a dead she pig. So she asked Lalita, "What is this? Who is she?" She just left her body 2 days back. She said, "Take her in our entourage." Immediately she became close associate of Radharani. You can imagine what kind of mercy this is. Infathomable. How can somebody from the most fallen yoni straight go into the company of Radharani? That is the kind of mercy available specifically in Barsana and specifically in Radhakunda area, and also in Vrindavan Dham as such, which is most merciful. It is said that the taps of mercy is always open there. You have to have enough size of bucket to catch the mercy of Radharani. Radharani is so dear to Krishna that when Radhakunda was made, Krishna said that these waters are non-different from Radharani. Whoever will take bath in these waters will become as dear to me as I love Radharani. And whatever love Radharani has for me, he will achieve by associating with Radhakund. And he himself took bath in Radhakund after taking Shyamakund bath. He says, "My dear Radharani has taken bath. It is non-different from her. By entering in the waters of Radharani, I am Radhakund. I myself am associating." So this much of honor and love Krishna has for Radharani. He loves her so much that he has given such position in her heart for him. Then she is very shy in her character. She is very a wonderful, gentle lady. And although she is having so many powers, she is non-different from Krishna. She is actually supreme personality of Godhead. Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that the two personalities have come together. One personality has become two personalities. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari Anyonne Vilase Rasa Aswadana Kori. For purpose of enjoying Rasa Aswadan, to enjoy the mellows of love, Radha and Krishna, one personality of Krishna has become two. That means Radharani is not different. She is also supreme personality of Godhead, not different from Krishna. But she is in the mood of ultimate service to Krishna. Her only existence, the only thought, the only movement that she has is simply to act to please Krishna, to please her beloved. Another verse Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswamiji quotes from the diary of Swarup Damodar. This famous verse, our Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada keeps quoting that. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrutir Ladini Shakti Asmad Ekatmanava Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakadam Adhuna Tad dvayam cha aikyam aptam Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam naomi Krishna sarupam. It means the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure giving potency. Although they are one, they are separated eternally. Now they have united again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has assumed the sentiment of Radha, but he is Krishna himself. This is also we can understand Radharani's position, that how much Krishna is attracted to her. Another verse from Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, which is written by one fanatic devotee, Prabhudanand Saraswati Maharaj. Huh? Prabhudanand Saraswati Maharaj is a South Indian Goswami, is the uncle of Goswami, brother of Venkata Bhatta, who was there when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Chaturmasya in Sri Rangam, in the house of Venkata Bhatta. In the course of time, he came to Vrindavan, and a South Indian devotee become a fanatic devotee of Sri Vrindavan. If you read his Vrindavan Mahimamruta and these scriptures, you understand his fanatic love for Vrindavan. And he is writing in the second very verse of this particular scripture, Yasya kadapi vasananchala khedanottha dhanya ati dhanya pavanena krathartha mano yogindra durgamagati madhusudanopi tasya namostu vrishabhanu bhuvo dishepi. That person who is very, very difficult for yogis to attain, he is known as Madhusudan. Huh? Very, very difficult. Millions of lifetimes of worship, tapasya, knowledge, one cannot see a ray coming from one toenail of Krishna's lotus feet. What to speak of himself? You cannot even appreciate and envisage or alakshita, you cannot see one ray of light coming from one toenail of Krishna. That personality is Madhusudana. He considered himself most fortunate, that personality, when he is touched by the breeze arising from the movement of the upper cloth of Radharani. Let us understand this. The breeze is coming, flowing in its own way, very beautifully, with fragrance of all the pollens and the humidity of river, and it's very cool, it is manda, it is sheetal, it's coming nicely. It is touching the upper cloth of Radharani, that is called as chunri, or the upper uttariya vastra. And then it reflects from there, and it comes to Krishna's side, and Krishna offers dandavat to that direction. What is it said here? Tasya namostu vrishabhanu bhuvo dishepi. So that direction, I offer dandavat, the Goswamiji is saying. And Krishna also bows down to that direction. So we can understand the power of Radharani, how much Krishna is enamored. Also it is said, yo Brahma Rudra Shuka Narada Bhishma Mukhyaira Alakshito. Even for personalities like Brahma, Shiva, Narada Muni, Bhishma Dev, these all Mahajanas of various ages. Na sahasa purushasya tasya, it is difficult for them to even fathom the mercy of the Lord. Sadyo vashikarana churnam ananta shakti tam radhika charanam anusmarami, aham anusmarami. I meditate on that Radharani's lotus feet, to the atoms of dust of her lotus feet. It is very difficult to attain darshan of Sri Krishna, even for the great personalities like Brahma, Shiva, Shukadev, Narada and Bhishma. But Srimati Radharani fully captivates him, that Sri Krishna very easily, due to her unlimited power of love, I meditate on the particles of dust of Srimati Radharani. Another shloka says, by accepting the lotus feet of Sri Radha on the forehead, the gopis have attained the lotus feet of Krishna. The gopis have no power to actually love Krishna. They themselves, in the 10th canto, 30th verse, 30th chapter, 28th verse, they say, Anaya Rajitha Nunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha Yanno Vihaya Govinda Preeto Yaman Yadraha. What they say? Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead Govinda. Since he was so pleased with her that he has abandoned all of us and brought her to the secluded place. They are actually walking. So they have understanding, complete understanding, that they also have Mahabhav. Gopis also have trace of Mahabhava. They fully understand that we do not have any power to serve Krishna, to be with Krishna, unless Radharani is merciful to us. So taking her dust on the forehead, they have attained the association of Krishna. The most merciful Radharani awards the mellows of divine love to Krishna, to those who worship her with loving sentiments. I meditate on her lotus feet. The worship is like grand festival of ecstatic emotions called Bhavotsava. This particular situation is possible only by the mercy of Radharani for the gopis also, who are also very topmost devotees of Krishna. But for them also, they have to simply depend on the mercy of Radharani. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati also and Prabhupada also, that Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the glorification of Radharani only. What she does, even for the word here, Anaya Radhito is used, the gopis are saying, what she does is actually worship of Krishna. Aradhana, what Radharani worships Krishna, called Aradhana, is actual real worship. Rest all is sadhana, and whatever you can call Vaidhi Bhakti and Sadhana Bhakti, is all lower levels of activities. But what actually she does is actually pleasure giving to Krishna. So we have to get her mercy for that reason, because she has that patent, for that authority to attract the attention of Krishna. She is the original Sri Krishna Akarshini. And also she has unlimited gravity and sublimity. At the same time, her eyes are very restless, running after Krishna, full of emotions, but she is very grave, because she is very grave in devotion and respect and honor of Krishna. She possesses Mahabhav, and not ordinary Mahabhav, it is concentrated Mahabhav. Mahabhav has 8 elements. We will not go in details of that, but at least we can hear. There is Rati, there is Sneha, there is Prema, there is Man, there is Pranaya, there is Rag and Anurag and Bhava. They are all different aspects of love expressed at different times, at different degrees. And this altogether is called Mahabhav. Only three personalities have this Mahabhav. One is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani and Krishna. And gopis have a glimpse of that. But among the three personalities also, Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have this Mahabhav in concentrated form. Because they are the source. Radharani is source. And Radha Krishna come together to form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also becomes a soul because he is in Radha Bhav. She is the reservoir of all the rasas, origin of all the rasas. And Radha's one of the 25 qualities is she keeps Krishna under her control by the power of love only. Last is which I have mentioned out of 25. She is expert in performing all loving pastimes with Krishna. Everybody takes guidance from her. In fact, when she dresses herself, all that she dresses, she has taught everybody else how to dress to please Krishna. She is a source of all the skills. It is explained that 64 expert skills, Chausat Kala, she is the source of all those. And those Chausat 64 skills of service to Krishna are explained in scriptures, and gopis learn from Radharani and adopt them to serve Krishna. Now we'll talk about a little beauty about Radharani. Radharani is exclusively beautiful. The topmost beauty in the whole creation is Radharani. And Krishna is simply captivated by the beauty. And she is ever 15 years old in Braj Leela. Krishna is ever 16 years old and she is ever 15 years old. She has splendid luster of body of molten gold color. And this is like stationary lighting, constant lighting at a stationary place. She wears 12 different ornaments. She wears a locket with the picture of Krishna in her necklace. She wears a ring which is engraved with her own name, signet ring. And she wears 12 kinds of flower ornaments on her arms, wrists, crown, earrings and ankles. And she teaches the art of making these flower ornaments to Lalita and Vishakha herself. And then they decorate her with those garlands. The crown of Radharani is made with flowers and birds of 5 kinds and 5 colors, and they are posted in 5 locations, like one in ear, one on the crown, one in the neck, one in the bracelets and armlets. She loves to wear light color dresses on the full moon night, and she wears dark color dresses on dark nights. But her favorite color is blue. Sunila Vasana Gauri Rupe Gune Dhanya. Because Krishna is blue, and she wants to constantly remind herself of Krishna, so her sari is blue color. And her upper cloth is pink color, and matching that with that is her shawl which she wears. And that pink color, shawl and upper cloth, Krishna loves very much. His love for her multiplies many, many fold when he sees her pink color upper cloth. And she becomes ecstatic when she wears the blue sari. That is the situation. Then she has curling locks of hair coming forward on the forehead. She decorates her hair and the parting of her hair with red pigment sindoor in the name of Krishna. She has long, lotus-like, restless eyes. She has slender waist. She is shyly lowering her head and looking at Krishna. And she has creeper-like arms. And she has jewel-like, effulgent fingernails from which unlimited rays of effulgence emanate, which captivate the heart of Krishna. The gopis say, your darshan is so beautiful that the three worlds are trembling in ecstasy just by looking at you. This is the gopis who are most beautiful ladies on the creation. They are explaining her beauty. In Ujjwal Neelamani, Rupa Goswami is explaining the beauty of Radha and Krishna. So when Radha and Krishna are together, it is like a blue cloud covered with lightning. But then he says, this example, this allegory, this kavya is not correct. Because in the sight, when we see lightning in the sky, the lightning is temporary. It just comes and goes. It doesn't stay there permanently. And the cloud appears permanently there, and the lightning appears coming and going, coming and going. So in one sense, the lightning is chanchala and the megh is sthira. But he says that is not correct allegory. He said when Radha and Krishna are together, Radha is sthir like lightning, and Krishna is chanchal because he is mesmerized and he is bewildered. That is Rupa Goswami's beautiful explanation. Radha is steady and Krishna is very unsteady, enamored by her beauty. Radharani is the essence of love personified. She is Kripa Adhishtatri, that means she is the emblem of compassion and mercy. She is also Rasa Adhishtatri, that is the authority and the creator and the origin of all the rasas. Also she is known as Sri Krishna Paripurika, that means without her Krishna is incomplete. He has no position, no strength, no power to remain whatever he is without Radharani's presence. So she completes the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead by her presence. She is the embodiment of Mahabhav. In Devi Bhagavat it is explained, it's a very wonderful scripture which explains about Radharani's appearance and many stories. It explains that she is Param Adi Shakti and she is the mother of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is depicted in that scripture as a small child who has the seeds of all the creation in his hair pores. And that personality is in the lap of Radharani, and Radharani is nourishing that personality to further perform his service of creation of material universe. So she is Mahavishnu Janani. Rasa is explained as the mellow of devotion, which is like ocean. And there are many, many waves in that ocean, many lots of depth, lot of vistar is there. And if one churns that ocean of rasa, then it is explained that the butter, the navneet, the prem navneet is Radharani. The concentrated essence of all the mellows of love that Krishna experiences. Now we'll discuss about the power of the holy name of Radharani. What power that name has. What it can do, what it does. Before that I'll tell you that in this particular 15 days, right from Bhadrapad Shuddha Tritiya, Ganesh Chaturthi is on Chaturthi, right? And the Bhadrapad month begins and the first full moon, brighter fortnight. In the third day, the Tungavidya Devi is born. On sixth day, Shashti, Lalita Devi is born. On Ashtami, that is tomorrow, three Devis are born. One is Radha Rani herself, then is Vishakha Devi and Champaklada Devi. These three are born on Radha Ashtami day. On the Dashami day, Chitralekha is born. That Devi who is from Chiksoli village. On the day of Ekadashi, Indulekha is born. And on Purnima day, the 15th day, again twins are born, Rangadevi and Sudevi. So this is all the Ashtasakhis, they have taken birth in the span of these 15 days, in the bright fortnight of the Bhadrapad month. Now about Radharani's name, her name is Hara, as I told before also, that she steals the heart of Krishna by her love. When we chant the name of Radha, Krishna's attention can be easily attracted. I'll tell you now a nice small story. There was a peacock who came to Nandagaon and chanted Krishna, Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, loudly cried and cried and cried. There was no response. She was despondent. So local guys told him that you can go to Barsana and ask Radharani's advice, what she can do. So he went there and cried and called Radharani. Immediately Radharani came running as merciful and kind, compassionate she is. She saw that effort of the peacock and he asked how to attract Krishna's attention. So he said, this time you go and call Radhai, Radhe, Radhe. So he went to Nandagaon and called Radhe. Immediately Krishna came running. Krishna came running. Who is calling? My beloved. And took that peacock in his lap. Caressed that peacock. And while caressing, the peacock went in ecstasy and shed his feathers. And then Krishna lifted the feather and put on his forehead. So this is the power of Radharani's name. Krishna simply gets captivated. Then our Prabhudanand Saraswati, the fanatic devotee of Krishna and Vrindavan, he says millions of devotional services, practices of Vaidhi Bhakti, they become insignificant. They become as rejectable as garbage when one absorbs himself in the daily chanting and hearing the name of Radharani. That is the kind of power of Radharani. Again, he says, millions of gopis worship the name of Radharani as their daily sadhana. For getting their daily service to Krishna. They chant the name of Radharani. In Stavavali, Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, one of the ardent devotees of Krishna, for whom Radharani came and stood in the middle of scorching heat, giving the shade of her upper cloth and sweating herself on forehead. That personality, Raghunath Das Goswami, the emblem of Vairagya and devotion. He says, if you are hungry, you should chant the name of Radha, coupled with Krishna, with great passion, and all your hungers and thirsts will be satisfied. Shrimati Radha Rani Ki Jai. In Radha Krishna, Ganodesha Deepika is a very beautiful scripture which tells about various personalities and their positions and who came as what in different leelas. It is said, Sri Krishna constantly chants the name of Radha in seclusion as his private mantra japa sadhana. When one develops love for Radha Nam, all the goals of human life become insignificant. Every leaf, flower, creeper in Vrindavan constantly chants Radhe, Radhe. The first thing a Brajvasi hears after taking birth is the name of Radhe. The first ever word that he hears is Radharani's name. And there is one shloka, which is a very beautiful shloka. Kalindi tata kunja mandira gato, yogindra vandyata. Pada jyotir dhyana paraha, sada japatiya premashuno, premashru purno harihi. Kenapi adbutam, ullasa, tirasa nandena sammohita. Sa radheti sadasparatume, vidyapara dvayaksharaha. Seated in Vrindavan, in the grove of flesh, creepers and flowers, meditating on the effulgence of the lotus feet of Sri Radha, like the yogis, shedding tears of love from his eyes, Sri Krishna chants the two-worded mantra of Radha and relishes the essence of the ocean of love of Sri Radha. Radha gives her anger in such a condition, gets attracted to this chanting of her name by Krishna, and comes with her friend to meet Krishna, giving up her anger. Now the word of Radha, lot of power is there in this word. When we utter the word Ra, that is Ra and A, we lose all the sinful reactions, accumulations, sanchit of all the sinful collections of lifetimes, of millions of lifetimes. All disease and death is vanquished, and repeated garbhavas, that is coming again into the womb of different mothers and different species of life, is finished when we only utter the word Ra. And when we say Dha, we get Bhava Bandhan Mukti, we get liberated from the cycles of birth and death. So it is said, Dha word is Samsiddhi Vachaka, it denotes perfection of life. And Ra word is Dhana Vachaka, it relieves you by giving Dhana of freedom. Then also Krishna himself says, Ra Shabdam Kurvas Trasto Dadami Bhaktim Uttama. I give that person who utters the word Ra, I give him Uttam Bhakti. I award him the highest of devotion. And when that person utters the word Dha Shabdam Kurvataha, when he utters the word Dha, Paschat Yami Shravana Lobataha, I run behind him in temptation, Sasambramaha, to hear the holy name that he is chanting of my beloved. Then again he says, Ra Shabda Uchcharena Deva Spito Bhavati Madhava. Deva means Madhava becomes completely mesmerized. And Dha Shabda Ucharanat Paschata Dhavati Eva Sasambrama. He comes running behind that person. There are many bhajans in Brajbhumi also depicting this shloka, the meaning of this shloka. So for us, we can chant Hare Krishna, attempt to chant attentively. We are all struggling. The most prominent feature of our chanting is sleep. Struggling to remain awake, trying to concentrate on one name of Krishna and Radha and the 16 rounds that we chant and attempt every day. So much of struggle is there. That is why the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a very typically designed mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The maximum number of names are Hare in this. And then there is Krishna and then Ram. Four times Ram, four times Krishna, but eight times Radharani's name is there. And always place before Krishna and before Ram. Because when we say Hare, oh Hare, immediately the attention of Krishna is attracted. And then we say Krishna, then his name he hears from our mouth. And he gets attracted. So the secret is, if we want to attract the attention of Krishna on our own effort, on our own strength, we can never even imagine that we will ever can do that. But when we chant Hare Krishna together, immediately his attention is attracted. Today I heard in Gaurang Prabhu's lecture that when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna with club and chakra is revolving around us, protecting us. But that strength of protection that Krishna gives, he receives from Radharani. Because she is the ultimate shelter, Ashraya Vigraha. She gives a shelter to all of us, including Krishna, she gives shelter to all of us. So this is the power of Radharani's name. And we should know that Radharani does every activity, whatever she does, even man she does, is simply to please Krishna, to enhance the mellows of devotion and love for himself, for her and him and for all the gopis. And there are many reasons why she does man. This anger that she exhibits, in our life we exhibit anger for our selfish gain. And our egos are hurt, we want to preserve our egos and we exhibit that sentiment by anger and want our egos to be caressed by people who are trying to, you know, convince us or trying to really, what is that called? Word? Pleading, no? Trying to put forward the case. But center is our own ego, our own satisfaction. But Radharani is exemplifying in front of us that even anger, like Hanumanji also got angry. We didn't get angry because he was hurt. He was getting angry for Krishna's, for Lord Ramchandra's purpose. Radharani also gets angry simply to increase her love for Krishna. She has herself expanded herself into Chandravali, who is a rival of Radharani, who is a left, right wing gopi. And then she has created Chandravali simply to enhance the mellow of love between her and Krishna and to give Krishna more pleasure. So some reasons, like I told you in the beginning, she gets angry because she's teaching in dance and he is putting false steps. One reason that she gets angry. Another reason she gets angry because most of the times Krishna comes late. Sometimes he comes late and Radharani is dressed up and appointed time and waiting with the sakhis and Krishna is not coming, then she gets angry and she goes away. And then Krishna comes, so he explained that he comes and pleads and pleads and pleads and Radharani keeps a guard on the door and tell that blue boy, you don't allow him to come inside. So then Acharya is explaining that how much power Radharani's one sakhi has got who is in service to Radharani. Even she can reject Krishna entering into the grove of Radharani. That kind of power and authority Radharani has. And then Krishna rolls and scaringly, you know, with fear he wants to touch the fear. The lotus feet of Radharani he wants to touch and get mercy, but she also is fearful of attempting to touch her feet. So he pleads and he cries and he rolls in the dust and begs. That is the glory of Radharani. And one reason she gets angry is he compares her as moon. He says, your face is like moon, you know. Any of the lady in the world, if you compare her face to moon, she'll be in ecstasy. Radharani gets angry and she says, why you are comparing my face with moon? Because moon has a tendency or a day-to-day habit of decreasing in size called kshaya. Kshaya means it goes on decreasing. Moon also gets eclipsed. I don't need eclipse. My beauty never gets eclipsed or decrease anytime. There are dots on the moon and my beauty is spotless. How can you compare myself with moon? And moon is a paraprakashis graha. That means it is getting its light from other stars. I am self-illuminated personality. I don't require even you to empower me and to make me effulgent. How can you call me as a moon? And moon is considered to be unchaste because moon is surrounded by many, many stars who are eyeing on moon as a graha. I am haunted by only one star, that is you. I am not looking at any other men. I am fully chaste to you. So how can you compare with me to the moon, Chandra graha, who is unchaste? And last but not the least, Chandra is a part name of my rival Chandravali. How can you dare to compare myself with her? I don't want to hear her name also. And you are comparing me with me. Half of the name you are comparing me with that name. So then she gets angry and she goes and sits on Man Mandir. She's so angry. She's crying. Lalita and Vishakha are pleading her. Krishna is... I remember this story was told to us by Radhanath Swami on the first ever visit in 1986. It's like in my ears, you know. That Krishna is going on this side and Radharani looking on that side. And then Lalita Devi holds Krishna's hands and brings him from this side. And as soon as she sees from her sidelong glances coming on this side, she looks at this side. These are the words of Radhanath Swami, I remember, in the tape. Still there with me. And that's how they go on doing this right and left business again and again, again and again. She's not even ready to even look at Krishna. They're trying to hold her hand and his hand and give it together. She's rejecting it also. And then Krishna falls at the feet of Lalita Devi. Please tell me, how do I correct myself? How do I please my beloved Radharani? He rolls in the dust there crying tears. And then she whispers something in his ear. And Krishna immediately goes away. After some time, a beautiful peacock comes and starts dancing. And Lalita says, look, Radhe, look. It's a beautiful peacock. And the peacock starts dancing. And then she first reluctantly looks at the peacock. And the peacock is dancing very gracefully, very beautifully. And finally, she gets mesmerized and absorbed in looking at the dance of the peacock. And suddenly she becomes peahen. And she just joins that peacock. And they both dance ecstasy for a long time. And at one pose in the dance, they come together and embrace one another. And that time, this peahen Radharani realizes he is Krishna himself. And then they are happy. By the time the man is gone, the anger is gone. So this is Morkuti Leela. Huh? This is not only one Leela. There are many Leelas in Morkuti Leela. That one time Radharani becomes peacock, dances as peacock, peahen, and then Krishna comes as peacock and dances. And one time she demands Krishna, you become peacock and show me the dance. Then he becomes peacock on demand and dances. And one time the Sakhis demand that you both should become peacock and peahen and you dance and then both dance. So eternally at Morkuti, Radha and Krishna and gopis are dancing at peacock and peahen and enjoying the pastime. Now if she wouldn't have got angry, this beautiful Leela wouldn't have taken place. The special mellow and special flavor of dancing as peacock and as peahen and enjoying the beautiful rasa of that wouldn't have been possible if she wouldn't have got angry. That is why she got angry actually. To give Krishna more and more esoteric, you know, minute, confidential, internal most pleasures, she does all these things. And every man results into a better Leela that takes place afterwards. That is her skill. She exactly knows how to enhance, how to do vikas of the rasa Leela of Krishna. So before we end, I will tell you the brief history of Radharani's birth. Of course, the birth Leela will be told tomorrow by the speakers. I'll reserve them for that. But there is a background of Barsana and a background of Radharani's birth also. There was a king called Dilip in Suryavamsa. You know, Krishna was in Chandravamsa and Radharani was in Suryavamsa. So there is a king called Dilip in Suryavamsa. He was a great servant of a cow. He would really worship cows and please the cows and knew that Lord is pleased with worshipping cows. But one time he went to Swarga as a visitor and somehow he forgot to offer obeisance to Kamadhenu there. And Kamadhenu uttered a curse that you will not get a son. And while she uttered the curse, Airavat was performing his dance in the skies. So with that noise or whatever music, he couldn't hear the curse. So he came down and many years passed, he didn't get a son. So he was wondering what happened, why I should not get a son. He went to his guru Vasishta and Vasishta Dev, because Srikal Darshi, he is a saint of seeing future, past and present, he said, you have offended Kamadhenu of Swargaloka. Now you have to serve the Kamadhenu. I have a Kamadhenu who is daughter of that Kamadhenu. You can worship her and get atonement. So he really served that cow. Already he was a devotee of a cow and worshipper of a cow. So then that cow tested him. She sent a lion. And he was supposed to be eaten by lion. And he immediately offered his body to lion. And lion jumped in the sky and about to devour him. He put his neck in front of the lion. And instead of lion coming on his body to eat his neck, a flower garland came and fell on him. And the Kamadhenu said, this is my test for you. So if you have passed the test, now you will get a son. So the great Raghu of Raghuvansha is born to Dilip after that. And then next people, and Raghuvansha is because of that king Raghu, the great Raghu, in which Lord Ramchandra also came up. Then one king came as the following Vamshajas, as Abhaya Karna. And his Abhaya Karna gave birth to Rashanga Raja. And Rashanga Raja established Vrishabhanupur or Barsana. He is the one who established this kingdom of Vrishabhanu Maharaj previously, before Vrishabhanu Maharaj came. And in his Vamsha, Vrishabhanu Maharaj took birth. And Radharani was taken by his daughter. That is the history of Barsana. And the mother's side history is like this. So there were three Mahasati Devis. They one time visited Shvetadvipa, to the lord of Shvetadvipa. And at that same time, Sanak, Sanatar, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, four Kumaras came there. They are small babies. So these three ladies failed to offer Dandavat to them. The second time, as far as I know, that they cursed these three ladies that you will go and get birth as human beings on earth. From the celestial position, you'll have to descend to earth as human beings. So they were very morose. But the Lord was sitting over there as the Lord of Shvetadvipa. He said, don't worry, this is not a curse, this is a blessing. All the three great personalities, the Mahashaktis, Adishaktis will take birth through all three of you. So these three Devis, one became mother of Sita, whose name was Nayana, Sunayana. What is father of Sita? That is Janak Maharaj. So Sunayana is the previous incarnation of the actual mother of Sita. Sunayana became actually mother of Sita in next life. Then Nayana became the mother of Parvati. And one lady became Kalavati, who became ultimately the mother of Radharani in the next lifetime. So Kalavati married Suchandra, King Suchandra. And they both of them performed thousands of years of tapasya, eating only dry leaves. And Brahmaji was very pleased. He appeared and asked them, what do you want? So King Suchandra said, I want moksha. So Brahma said, Tathastu. Immediately granted them. But Kalavati became very angry. How can you award moksha to my husband when I am alive? What will happen to me? So Brahma became very fearful because she was Mahasati. If she would have cursed Brahma back, then Brahma would have a difficult time. See, this is power of devotion. Please understand. Even the greatest of all personalities are scared of power of devotion. You may not have power of body, or power of influence, power of money, and power of position, and power of properties and everything. But power of devotion is the highest power because that is eternal. All these powers are temporary. They perish with time. And this power of devotion is eternal. Satitva also. Chastity also is a very powerful thing. If some lady is chaste to her husband, by the power of her chastity, even Brahma is scared. So she was Mahasati. So Brahma got scared and he said, don't worry. You and your husband can live in my abode only, Brahma Loka, till the time it comes at the birth time of Radharani. The Adi Shakti of Krishna's internal potency will take birth. Till that time you live in my abode. Let me shelter them, accommodate them in his abode. And when time will come, you will come down as Kirtida. And Suchandra will come down as Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And that's how Vrishabhanu and Kirtida received Radharani. So, how to prepare the mood of Radharani's appearance? As I mentioned in the beginning, we are utterly helpless and unqualified. We simply can create a mood in the heart that we are most unqualified. And we can create a mood of only begging and begging and begging. As I began my speech by Radhanath Maharaj's statement, that we have to constantly keep on begging for the mercy of the Radharani at the bottom of our heart. That is the only hope of ours. If there are two things in Radharani's personality, one is service and one is humility, the most prominent of them. We have a humble heart and we are begging for service, that can attract her attention. If that begging is coupled up with sincerity in the heart, with no ulterior motivation, and simply selflessly desiring for service to the Master Sri Krishna, then our mercy can be achieved. When she will listen to your sincere, humble prayers, begging for service, her merciful glance can award us that service to Krishna and can award us the connection to Krishna. That is why in Vrindavan Dham, nobody chants Sri Krishna. Everybody chants Jai Sri Radhe, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. Even the Rikshawala will say, previously we would say that he is saying Rahade, Rahade. Give me way. But then we came to know he is saying Radhe, Radhe only. Because even the Rikshawalas and the most so-called unqualified or uneducated people, they also know that by chanting Radharani's name, we can get freed from all the problems of material life and repeated cycles of birth and death. That is a fact. Every dust particle of Vrindavan Dham, every leaf, every branch, every living entity, every bird, constantly chants Radhe Radhe, because she knows, they all know, and we all know that when we chant her name, we can attract the attention of the most beloved Sri Krishna. And the greatest of mercy that we have received is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has imported this essence of spiritual world composed in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and given it to us, so that the divine couple can be attracted, first Radharani and then Krishna, and we can be eternally protected, saved, and also be blissful at the same time. Protection is guaranteed. The ultimate protection is there at the feet of Radharani. When we take shelter of her feet, there should be no fear of bhavrog. There should be no fear of birth and death. But at the same time, she will award the blissful experiences of devotion to Krishna and engage us in service to Sri Krishna. She is the person who will, she's standing like this. What is that in her hand? All of us can be one of the flowers at the hands of Radharani. But we have to be sincere, we have to be humble, and we have to be free from ulterior motivation. And learn the art of begging, begging and praying constantly. Kada karishya sihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. When, O my dear Radharani, you will be merciful upon to me? When you will cast your sidelong glance upon me, which is the source of all the power, all the purification, all the shelter? And thus, by chanting the name of Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can imagine, or we can, you know, at least foresee or expect that she will be merciful upon us. And tomorrow's day is for that. On her appearance day, the personalities are very, very merciful, and they are showering their mercy unlimitedly on the day of appearance. So we don't want to lose chance. We want to keep our senses quiet and keep our tongue active, alert, in attentively chanting the holy name for the whole day and beg for her mercy. And tomorrow's day in Barsana Dham, at 5 o'clock in the morning, there is Abhishek, and thousands upon thousands of people come, because she was born in the early morning at the time, first prahar of the day. So everybody flocks in there, and thousands of people, lakhs of people, to get a glimpse of the Abhishek of Radharani at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the same day, Radharani comes down in the place, there is a asan there, only 3-4 times in a year. One of the time is Radhashtami, where people get close darshan of hers. Even the Shudras and other caste people also can worship her that day. That is her mercy. She accepts everyone. She doesn't differentiate between rich and the poor. She doesn't differentiate between educated and uneducated. She doesn't differentiate between powerful and weak people. She simply gives mercy to people, irrespective of their caste and creed, looking at the spark of devotion in their heart. Last story I'll tell you, that one time when Bhangi was sweeping the steps of Radharani's temple, chanting Radhe Radhe, Shri Shri Vrindavan Dham, singing beautiful songs, with tears in his eyes. And by the power of his devotion, the tree under which he was sweeping, on that branch, Radha and Krishna appeared. And Radharani saying, see, this wonderful devotee is serving so nicely, so much of love and so much of devotion. Why don't you give him some gift, some mercy of yours? He said, what should I give? He said, give your angarkha. That is, Nanda Maharaj gives a special overcoat to Krishna. So, no, my Baba has given me. I cannot give this, what will I answer in that on the evening when I go back? I will not give this. No, not possible. He said, give. He is so much the devotee of yours. Then he refuses finally. He said, you don't give. I will give my shawl. My Baba Vishwanu Maharaj is very, very merciful. He will not mind me giving this to this great devotee. So she removes it and she drops it on his body. And as soon as she drops it on his body, the Bhangi goes in ecstasy and falls unconscious there. That is the mercy of Radharani. In Barsana, Nandgaon, in the Jhawat, in the places of interior pastimes, you don't know where mercy will come. That is why we go and serve there in Barsana. Because we know we go serve there and please the devotees. Our Gurudev has said that if the devotees, Brijvasis, smile at you with satisfaction after the service that you have done, be sure Radharani and Krishna are smiling at you. That is why we go and are waiting for those smiles on the faces of Brijvasis regularly. Now by the mercy of the Lord, from 1st October we are starting daily free eye services in Barsana. Previously we were having annual seva, then we increased to 2007 March to monthly seva, and now the services are increasing, that maybe Radharani is pleased, so she wants to give more service. So from the 1st October, the doctors and the team are shifting to Barsana and starting daily services, and very soon the land will come and a separate hospital will be established in Barsana. Why all this thing we are doing? So that all of you should get a chance to go and render some service there and attract the attention of Radharani, to attract the attention of Sri Krishna, our beloved Lord. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki.
जय जय श्री राधे।
श्याम श्री बरसाना धाम की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। थैंक यू वेरी मच।